Welcome everyone to the Lake Point Park and Cemetery District meeting. We're at the Lake Point Park at 1337 East Canyon Boulevard, Canyon Road in Lake Point, Utah. And I call the meeting to order. Kelly, can you please take roll?
Ryan Zumwalt.
Here.
I don't have my notes in front of me. Bill?
Here.
Mandy?
Here.
Stacy?
Here.
Kelly? Here.
Thank you. I appreciate it. How did we label it again, Kelly? Pulling up the agenda.
Tax certification.
Oh, thank you. We have only one matter of board business to adopt our tax rate, which is set at 0.00184, which will equal $74,665 in revenue for the property taxes this year. 2025 that will come in October. So we have a resolution that states we're in Tooele County and is hereby resolved that the governing body of Lake Point Cemetery Park Service Area approves that following property tax rate and revenues for the year 2025. So I have a motion that we approve the tax rate for 2025.
I second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. The only other item we had, I think we put public comment on there, right?
Correct.
Okay, motion open public comment.
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Public comments open. Do you have any comments?
I guess it's me. Couple things. When I was down here for the Lake Point days, and I brought my littlest grandchild, and they says they're from California, so take that in mind. How come you don't have a canopy over your play stuff? It's so hot. There's no shade in it, and it's really hot for the kids to play. They would like to play more, but it was too hot with the sun. And she says, everywhere we go in California, they have some kind of a black something or another. Just a thought. Because there is shade here now, but at noon, there's no shade on it.
Yeah.
And it might be a little nicer for the kids if they had some shade. Something. And then my other thing is cemetery. I don't know who's in charge of cemetery now.
We have a contracted sexton. So the board's still in charge of the sexton contract, so if there's any concerns, we can fix them.
So there's the one spot where the truck went across and did the big bad stuff. And I noticed that there's the two tracks. There's no grass there. And it's been that way for a while now. So I'm wondering, do I need to buy some seed or sod and fix that? It's over my grandparents.
Oh no.
It's in my area.
We'll get that fixed, Frankie.
Some seed was purchased the last month. I'm not sure if the sexton's managed to get it down and growing yet, but she did purchase some last month.
I was gonna say, it looks like cement. I mean, you know how it is in Lake Point. I don't know if that'll work, but I'm interested in that.
Okay.
Next thing, cemetery. I think I spoke about they buried somebody in one of my plots.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said, well, we'll make that right. We'll give you another plot. But I'm more concerned that we know where my stuff is, or
yeah,
that we're not
family.
Putting somebody. And I didn't ask them to move them. It was their little baby. And I don't want to give anybody any trauma with that, you know. So I want to make sure that whoever's in charge down there knows where my stuff is.
Okay.
And then the last thing was, if you want to put a marker in the cemetery, what is the process of that? Not dig a grave, just put a marker.
Just put a marker. It's just a fee for the marker style you're using. If it's not a flat one, there's a fee for upright ones.
Okay.
So, and then just arrange with the sexton and the company you're working with to deliver it and place it on your plot. There's some size
okay.
restrictions.
Well, it wouldn't be a big one. It would okay. be just a small one. And I don't know. I have ashes, but I might want to put it underneath it or something. It's not much. You know, just. Okay. So I would contact you guys.
Yeah, just I'll get the right people to get it for you. Okay. So are you burying an urn or just a...
No, it's just a little vial.
Vial, okay.
But it probably could... I haven't even bought the marker yet, and maybe I could incorporate it into the marker. I don't know. But I just needed to know what the situation was.
Yeah, let me know either way. We allow urns to be on top of regular plats, so you could put it on one of your plats in it and then just have a marker for it also.
Okay. And that's all. I think it looks better this year, probably because we have water.
Yes.
Definitely helps.
I was asking a couple of years ago about the sprinkling system. Unfortunately, my marker, my husband's marker, mine, is right where the sprinkler is. And it's black, and so it geeks. I should never have done that. And it's always really terrible. And I heard that there's sprinklers that go like this, but
Yep, there's some high-tech sprinklers out there.
But I know you probably don't want to change. Maybe if you change the whole cemetery so that my marker doesn't get...
Well, we actually did price out a new system, but unfortunately, they were coming back about twice as much as we had budgeted for. So it's it's been a pushed off for now.
Okay.
But it is on our radar.
Yes.
Yeah, well... That's okay. Maybe
it's great.
I have the same problem with my mom's headstone up in Idaho. The sprinkler hits it and it's just calcified.
Yeah, it's, and I have somebody come in twice a year and clean it. But I can't afford it every month. So
okay. Will you take all those items, just make a list for us, our concerns?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
And then let's revisit. We had planned to do marker cleaning of some grants, so we'll look at that again, too. There's companies that provide grants to do headstone and marker cleaning, so we'll look at those again also.
Oh,
they
really?
Do deep cleaning of them, yeah.
Well, this gal, she's always done a nice job for me. She's from Grantsville. And,
Okay. Anything else?
What is the... status of how much can you put on these grave sites?
You can do up to 3 urns per plot if you're doing an urn or a vial or things like that.
No, I mean flowers.
Flowers?
Additional, I notice sometimes there's lots of stuff out there.
We don't limit how much as long as it stays within your space.
Oh, and as long as you want. It's not like you put it on and you gotta take it off.
Clean it up
once a week.
Yeah, they usually mow on, I think, Fridays, so everything gets cleaned up on Thursday. Unless it fits on the stone, then that's different.
And so if it's artificial flowers and if it's on the stone, it stays?
It stays through the end of till winter, and then we put them out for people to collect, and then you can put them back on.
And then you can put stuff out in the winter?
People do. I've seen people do Christmas wreaths, things like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so if it spreads beyond the space, the mowing edge, then they clean it up weekly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great question. Thank you. Okay. Motion to close public comment?
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Public comment is closed. I don't have anything else. That's all we had. Unless anything urgent.
I motion to adjourn.
Thank you. Adjourned at...
Wait a minute, a second.
Oh, sorry.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor? Aye. We're adjourned at 6:10. Thank you.